from Greece to Italy now, where a group of scientists went on trial. They're facing manslaughter charges relating to the earthquake that struck the mountain city of L'Aquila more than 2 years ago. The prosecution is accusing the scientists of failing to properly warn residents of the danger. As Megan Williams reports, it's a controversial case.
Months before the April 2009 earthquake that killed more than 300 people in and around L'Aquila hit, smaller tremors rattled the historic Italian city. Worried residents spent a number of nights sleeping outside. They also asked authorities for advice. What they got were false reassurances from a committee of the country's top earthquake experts. At least that's what the prosecution is charging in today's trial of six Italian scientists and a member of the country's civil protection agency. They cite a memo from the committee and interviews given by committee members in the week before the big quake.
Scientifica mi continua a confermare che anzi è una situazione favorevole per.
In one now infamous interview, civil protection agency spokesperson Bernardo De Bernardinis told a local journalist that the seismic situation in L'Aquila was normal and posed no danger. In fact, he said the scientific community had assured him that the situation was favorable because the continuous tremors meant a discharge of energy. Some residents of L'Aquila felt reassured enough to go back to their homes. And that's why the scientists and De Bernardinis now face manslaughter charges. The men are accused of negligence and imprudence for having ineffectively assessed the risks of seismic activity, as well as giving incomplete, imprecise, and contradictory information to the public. This despite the fact that the memo issued by the committee did stress that it was impossible to predict when a larger quake could occur. Francesco Petrelli is a defense lawyer for the accused head of the committee, Franco Barberi.
Perché gli scienziati, ripeto, sono organi consultivi.
Petrelli says the scientific committee's role was not to advise the public, only to assess the risk of an earthquake and pass that information on to the civil protection agency. He insists his client acted properly in assessing that risk.
Date dal pubblico ministero sono molto generiche, molto.
The accusations are generic and vague, brought against all the scientists on the committee without any distinction. There is no mention of what exactly the committee should have done differently.
More than 5,000 scientists worldwide have signed a petition in support of the Italian scientists, protesting what they say is basically a trial for having failed to predict an earthquake, a technical impossibility. But while many seismologists agree criminal charges set a dangerous precedent for scientists working with questions of probability, not all agree the Italian experts acted properly.
You know, to say it's criminal seems like it may be going a little too far. But to say, oh, okay, these guys can say what they like, they weren't right, never mind, maybe they'll say something better next time, I think is wrong as well.
Columbia University professor and seismologist John Mutter didn't sign the petition in support of the Italians. He says the scientists should be held accountable through fines or public or professional censure.
If we can't say when an earthquake is going to occur, and we can't, we equally can't say when one is not going to occur. And to suggest that somehow we know that a major earthquake is not going to occur seems to me irresponsible.
L'Aquila residents who lost loved ones in the quake and are now suing the scientists say a simple reminder of how to respond to a big earthquake could have saved lives. University of Naples geochemist Benedetto De Vivo agrees.
If an authority tells a lot to the people, don't worry, stay calm, say that everything is under control, nothing will happen, a lot of people will think that it's okay.
The trial, which started today and could last months, raises a larger question, one that has scientists around the world concerned, whether public authorities, who may have been too reassuring, should now be held criminally responsible. For the world, I'm Megan Williams in Rome.